Welcome to Vitalio. I'm Dr. Ben Lerner. We're now in this incredible series. Everybody's been loving it because it's such a needed area on new patients. And in this video, we're going to cover the town square concept with one of the really the top experts in the history of chiropractic on new patients, the founder and president of AMC, Tom Owen.
Let's talk about a subject that every chiropractor is interested in, and that's the acquisition of new patients or new business. When you stepped across that stage that day and got your diploma, most chiropractors envisioned in their minds of building a stress-free, self-sustaining, referral-based type practice. They thought they would hang the shingle and people would come in hordes from all directions. But that's, in most cases, not what the average chiropractor finds. They find themselves having to build a brand new business, and oftentimes they have to build it off of one or two sources. And when you build it off of one to two sources, that's not a real strong foundation to the business, and it certainly doesn't give you certainty over the long haul. And in many cases, that's very expensive, or you have to expend a lot of energy to do so. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is, yes, the acquisition of new patients, but building it in a way that gives you certainty over the long haul, knowing exactly what the practice will do next month, the following month, 1 year, 3 years, always having a certainty of knowing how strong that business is going to be. So let's talk about it. It's something that's called the town square concept. Now, what I'd like to ask you to do is get a blank piece of paper, get a pen, and I want you to draw a 1-inch by 1-inch square block in the middle of that paper. Now, I want you to take your pen and just draw straight lines like rays of sunshine and go in as many directions as you possibly can. And if you want to pause my video, now just write down the number of sources, name the streets. One's called referrals, one's called social media, one's called health talks, and on down the line. And the idea is to figure out how many different sources do you currently have that produce new patients. And the town square is like old Mayberry, USA, right? Think of it that way. Old Mayberry, USA, those small towns, what do they have in the middle of town square? They have a courthouse, right? Well, the courthouse is your practice. And the way they built those towns and cities and counties is that as it expanded, it would create a spider web of roads that intertwined, interconnected, but everything ended up leading to town square, right? To the courthouse. In this case, that's what we want to build is the spider web connectivity of how we build that practice where that we can generate multiple, in fact, a plethora of sources to that practice to where you can always depend on that working at all times rather than always having to be dependent on that $2,500 social media bill that you're spending, which is nearly impossible to do in any one town, but that's what I find a lot of chiropractors having to spend. And it doesn't necessarily produce, and can you count on that to produce month in, month out, week in, week out, year in, year out? No, because marketing is an art, not a science. Let me repeat that. Marketing is an art, not a science. What I mean by that is marketing changes. The same marketing that was working 3 years, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, isn't working now. A lot of times you've got that marketing source where you have to have a certain type of equipment that has a lot of debt tied to it. And yeah, it produced a lot of new business for a while, but it burned out, right? Marketing is constantly changing. And when we're depending on just marketing alone, that is a dangerous business, especially if you want to have a chiropractic career that lasts more than 3 to 5 years. So yeah, marketing is important, but it's certainly not the science of building the practice of your dreams. And in many cases, as we build that town square, I want, again, like rays of sunshine, just start naming the streets. How many different streets or sources can you come up with right now of how a patient can find their way to your practice every month? In most cases, chiropractors are building more of like the interstate practice where they all come from one or two sources, they get off the exit, they get back on, and then they're never seen again. Where in a practice like we're talking about, let's envision one street's named, how about recalls? When a staff is properly trained, motivated, and directed, we can count on a certain number of people walking down the street and into your office from recalls. Then you may be, maybe you do some social media, maybe you do some TV depending on your market, maybe you do radio depending on your market. Maybe there's direct word of mouth, internal promotions. How about that social media? Yeah, that can produce. How about spinal screenings? How about health talks? Now see, I just said two right there that I know raised some eyebrows and chills went up some of your spines because you don't feel comfortable getting out in the market and doing so. Here's the key. We are interested in helping you build long-term, successful, self-sustaining referral-based practices. Referrals will always be the foundation. We want to get to where we can count on a statistical number of referrals walking down the street named referrals. However, there needs to be things that support that, and that's where the self-sustaining comes from. And one street could be named spinal screenings. All right, here's what I know about marketing, and I've been a marketing guru for many decades. What I know is that certain people are motivated by certain factors in marketing at certain times. In other words, what we're doing is we're trying to find the right person at the right time with the right need where we provide the right inspiration or right direction.
Hey, we'll be right back with the rest of this material. But as a reminder, check the description for links to our podcast, YouTube channel, upcoming webinars, and other ways to get our contact regularly. I want to share this quick story with you really briefly from a doctor who has worked with Vitalio, and then we'll get right back to the content.
Hey folks, this is Dr. Mosier here. If you are starting a new practice, like I did three and a half years ago, I did a lot of surveying. And is it a lot of work? Absolutely. Going door to door, going to business, making these relationships, but it has paid dividends in the long run, and I have still to this day people coming in from them. A couple other big ones that I have used personally would be spinal screenings. You're in the sun a lot, you're hot, you're sweaty, it takes a lot of time. However, that is what made our practice explode in size. And so that's another go-to. The other one is talks, getting out and speaking. Now this is, you can kind of do a double-edged sword with this one. You can do internal, speak to your already audience, have them come out to a dinner with a doc, things like that, and speak to them and engage them, advance talk, so to speak. But you can also do talks in the community that haven't met you. You know, Teacher Appreciation Day or speaking to the kids at the local schools, things like that, all of which is just a few of the Town Square concepts.
All right. So some people will come off of social media. That's absolutely correct. Some people will come off of a TV ad, believe it or not, where they won't come off of social media. Some people are not coming in your office unless they happen to meet you and hear you talk passionately with conviction about your art, your science, and your philosophy. They're not coming unless they happen to be in the audience when you talked about fibromyalgia or sinus headaches, migraines, whatever you were talking about. They have a connection with you. They're not going to get that off of the TV. They're not going to get that off of radio or social media. There's a certain number of patients that are only going to come at a certain moment in their life when they have the right need and you have the right answer. So when you're not willing to do the spinal screening that's at the Home and Garden Show, that's okay. And I don't want you having to do that every weekend, and you shouldn't have to. When we build the Town Square practice, But you need to understand that when you say, I'm not doing spinal screenings, that's perfectly fine. Just take your piece of paper, take a pen, and write a big X at the bottom of that street named spinal screenings and say roadblock, because nobody is going to walk down that street. They do not have that opportunity to find their way to your practice. I didn't say you have to do that, burn your candle at both ends and be at that Home and Garden show every weekend. That's not the kind of practice we're talking about. We're talking about a self-sustaining, stress-free, referral-based practice. And when you can create the town square concept and expand that concept of how many different sources can I come up with, let me tell you, the record that I know of was a doctor I worked with. He came up with 287 named streets of ways people had access to find his office. And guess what? He had the practice of his dreams. The patients came, stayed, paid, and referred. And he only had to see a certain number of new patients. He didn't have to work, and take away from his family time and have his life out of balance. He had what so many people are looking for. But be aware that it will take the whatever it takes attitude to build this. And if you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, you don't quite understand it, it's okay. But just remember this. Just because you or myself do not understand something does not mean it's not true. I have an uncle that is a retired chemical engineer, and he can talk, when we're on the golf course, he can talk about the aspects of polyethylene, because that was his career, and he can lose me so fast because I don't understand what he's talking about. But do we think the science of that is any less true? Of course not. But the town square concept, the idea that you don't have to burn the candle at both ends, that you don't want to build a business off of one or two or three sources, if just because you don't understand how to do that doesn't mean it's not possible. So I encourage you, number one, expand the concepts. Go through that exercise. It's fascinating. And you'll find yourself going, man, I haven't done that in a long time. I need to get back to doing this. I need to get back to doing that. And you'll find that as we expand that, and if you don't know how to do it effectively and efficiently, where that, when you look at that street's name and that brings stress to you, well, just understand you're just needing the right wisdom, the right direction or insight from somebody that does know how to do that. And that a lot of times is the key to your next breakthrough. Remember this, practice or success, business in general, is really like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. You can get 997 pieces all put together. But the last time the puzzle was put together, 3 pieces were lost, fell on the floor, and was swept up a long time ago. And then you put that puzzle together, you got everything working, right? But where do your eyes go to? Your eyes go to the 3 missing pieces. Is the picture complete? No. Is it as effective? No. So you could be just a few factors away from having what you want and what you're really looking for. I encourage you today to work on that town square concept, expand on it, be willing to open and keeping the streets open to where they can find their ways to you, because a whatever it takes attitude is the key to breakthrough and is one of the major keys to success in any business. So with that, I hope you have found this to be insightful, and if we can help you in any way, we're always here.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. As a reminder, we've got regular webinars that go into even more detail on this topic. Check the description for more ways to get our content and sign up. If you'd like more information about Vitalio and how it might help your practice, you can always reach us at VitalioHealth.com. That's VitalioHealth.com. Bless you, and remember who you are.